Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamu Samach Tassim Abayz. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Tassim and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Ha'inis v'mefata, let's say you have Yisrael, that's Ma'anis or Mefata Baskayin v'ashayta, or if Yisrael, that's a shayta, marries a Baskayin, l'maisa, the marriage doesn't do anything, a shayta doesn't have Kedushin. The halacha is, loy paislin v'loy paislin. If they do this to a Baskayin, the Baskayin is able to continue to eating Truma, even though if a Baskayin marries a Yisrael, she has to stop eating Truma. That's only if she's married to Yisrael. In these cases where the Yisrael was Ma'anis or Mefatah or Zashayta, even if it came about through marriage, it's not halachically marriage, therefore, it's not going to passel her. Also, V'loy Machilin, if let's say it's a Kayin that was Ma'anis the Bas Yisrael, a Kayin was Ma'anis the Yisraelis, or Mefatah or Zashayta that was a Kayin, that married a Yisraelis, so that does not give her the ability to eat Truma, because she's not Kinyan Kas by of a kind. She only had a ma'aseh nus with a kind. That's not going to give her the ability to eat truma. The main and ruyin love would be Yisrael. In any of these cases, if the ma'anis, the mafata, the shaita was someone who was puzzled to her, so then ari'ilu paislin, so then the woman becomes puzzled as well. So now, Ketzad, going back on the resha, what's the case? Yisrael Shabba Abaskayin. Let's say you have Yisrael, that's Ma'anis or Mefata or Abaskayin. So Teicha Truma, she's allowed to continue eating Truma. And the fact that she had a Ma'isa's no, so to speak, it wasn't her fault. He was Ma'anis, he was Mefata. That's not going to pass her from eating Truma. However, Ibra, if through that Ma'isa, now she's expecting, so then Loi Teicha Truma. So since she has a baby, even though it's only an Uber, since she has a baby with Yisrael, so that passes her from eating Truma. Nechtecha Uber V'meya Teicha, or if the baby dies, so then she could eat Truma. Hayakayin Shabbal Bas Yisrael, and similarly in the reverse, if let's say you have a Kayin, that's Ma'anis or Mefata, a Bas Yisrael, so Lo Yateicha B'Truma, that does not give her the ability to eat Truma. However, Ibra, and even if Ibra Lo Yateicha, even if she's expecting, that Uber, only Yolud Meichel, any Yolud Ezeinu Meichel, so even if she's expecting, that also does not give her the ability to eat Truma. However, Yolud Yateicha, if the baby is born, so then she could eat Truma, even though it didn't come about through marriage, still the baby, the child is able to be Meichel her, which is Nimtza, comes out, that Koyche Shoben, Gadol Mishal Av, the father, who is the Ma'anis, the Mefata, he's not able to be Meichel the Bas Yisrael. Yet the child could, so you see that the kayach of the son is greater than the kayach of the av. Ha'eved, paisa mishambia, if an eved is together with any sort of Jewish woman, so that passes her l'truma. Ve'enu paisa misham zera. However, if someone has a child or a grandchild that's an eved, so that we don't reckon with the eved as a grandchild. So Ketzad, there's two nafkaminas. What does it mean in the case of Zera? Let's say if a Bas Yisrael Lekayin, a Bas Kayin Yisrael. Let's say you have some sort of mixed marriage between a Bas Yisrael Lekayin or a Bas Kayin Yisrael. V'yaldei menu ben, they have a son together. V'alecha ben v'nichvash al shivcha, the son goes and does a Maisa Isra with the shivcha. V'yaldei menu ben, and they have a son together, raise a eved, that son is a eved. So it comes out, the mixed marriage between the Bas Kayin and the Yisrael, or the Bas Yisrael Lekayin, now they have a grandchild that's an Eved. Now take out all the husbands and children. Let's say the Kayin, the husband dies. And then the child, the son that they had together also dies. And all that's left is the grandchild that's an Eved. So, the halacha is going to be like this. Ha'isa'im aviv bas Yisrael, if the grandmother was the bas Yisrael, who was married to Kayin, and so normally when she's married to a Kayin and she has children, or even grandchildren, she's able to eat Truma. In this case, she doesn't have any children, all that she has surviving is a grandchild that's an Eved, lo'i ta'icha b'truma. The grandchild that's an Eved does not have the kayach to be Meichelar. And bas Kayin Yisrael, ta'icha b'truma. And same thing in the reverse, if it's a bas Kayin that was married to Yisrael, and the only remnants that she has from that marriage is a grandchild that's an Eved, so that's not going to pass her. Memela Teicha B'Truma, she could continue eating Truma, machmas the fact that she's a Baskayin. Mamzer Paisel Meichel. However, a Mamzer that's a grandchild is considered a regular grandchild, even though he's a Mamzer. And Memela, he'll passel his grandmother that's a Baskayin, and he'll be Meichel his grandmother that's a Bas Yisrael. Keita, what's the case? Bas Yisrael, the Kayin, the Baskayin, the Yisrael. You have this mixed marriage. V'yalda Heimanu Bas, and they have a daughter together. V'olcha Bas, V'nizis Eved Aloy V'kuchavim. The Bas goes, and she's together with someone, and the old Haman Uben, and they have a son together. Harizah Mamzer, assuming that Eved Ugai Abba Bas Yisrael Bat Mamzer. So now they have a child, and that child, the grandchild from the mixed marriage, is a Mamzer. And then the daughter dies, and the husband dies. So the halacha will be like this. If the grandmother was a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayin, and the only grandchild that she has from that relationship now is a Mamzer, that Mamzer is able to be Meichler. Bas Kayin Yisrael, and for the same token, the reverse, if it was a Bas Kayin to Yisrael, and they have a grandchild, that grandchild might be a Mamzer, but that Mamzer will pass alert from being able to eat Truma. Kayin Gadol Pamim Shu Paisel. Says the Mishnah, you can have it, that the Kohen Gadol actually passels someone from eating Truma. Ketzad, what's the case? You have a Bas Kohen Yisrael. You have Leah marries Yaakov. Leah is a Bas Kohen, and she marries Yaakov. V'yoldahim enu Bas, and they have a daughter, Dina, together. V'holcha Bas v'nisis the Kohen, and that daughter, Dina, goes. And she marries Eli. Eli is a Kohen. V'yoldahim enu Ben, and they have a son, Pinchas. Harezeh roi Leah is Kohen Gadol. O'minu m'shamish agabim is Be'er. Pinchas is right to be the Kohen Gadol. And he's Meichlas Imai. He's Meichel Dina, who's married to a Kohen. Even if the Kohen dies, even if Eli dies, Pinchas is able to be Meichel, his mother. Upaisel Eim Imai. And yet, he passels Eim Imai. He's able to passel Eim Imai, meaning his grandmother was a Bas Kohen, being that she was married to Yisrael, and they have a grandchild together, Pinchas, meaning even if, let's say, Dina dies, so they have no children, the only child that they have is a grandchild, who's a Kohen Gadol, Apopikin, the Kohen Gadol is going to passel Leah from being able to eat Truma, because it's a child that was from Yisrael. So the grandmother might be caught saying, like Ibni, that there shouldn't be more people out there like my grandchild, who's the Kohen Gadol, should pay Slani Minat Truma, because he passes me from being able to eat Truma. Says the Mishnah, going back to the point that was mentioned in the Reisha, says the Gemara now, going back to the point that was mentioned in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah mentioned that the Shaita doesn't have any sort of Kedusha. So Tanina Lahada Tan Rabbanan, which is exactly like that which we learned in the Braisa, that Shaita V'Katan Shinasu Nashim Umesu, if let's say you have a Shaita and a Katan, they got married, and then the Shaita and Katan died, and they didn't have any children together, the Shaisayan Peturais Min HaChalitzim Na'ibam, the wives will be Pata from Chalitzim Na'ibam, because there was no Kedusha, there was no marriage, the marriage was never Chal. Since the marriage was never Chal, Mamela, the women do not fall to Yibam or Chalitza. The Mishnah had mentioned that if you have a Yisrael that's ma'anis or mefata a Bas Kohen, so she remains kosher. She's a Bas Kohen. She's not married to Yisrael. Yisrael is ma'anis or mefata. She's allowed to eat Truma. However, once or if it's discovered that she is expecting, so then since she has an Uber that's from Yisrael, so she becomes pasul from eating Truma. So originally she's mutter, but if it's discovered that she's expecting, so then she becomes pasul. Ask the Gemara, Kevin de Ibra, since if we discover that she's expecting, she's going to become pasul. So leicha shema ibra. Why aren't we concerned right away that maybe she's expecting? We should pasul her right away from being able to eat truma. Maybe she became pregnant right away from the bia. Milay tanan, that we learned in the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, that in the case where you have a chuppah where a few men and a few women were getting married the same night and they mixed up the spouses, so the lacha is mafrish and oisin gimel chadashim shemu mubari, saying we say that the women have to separate from their husbands for 3 months in order to find out maybe she's pregnant from that bia, even though it's just one bia, we're chayshish that maybe she became pregnant. So if so, same thing over here. When the Yisrael was ma'anis or mefata the Bas Kohen, we should be chayshish that maybe she's pregnant. Says the Gemara, I'm a Rabbi Barav Huna liyuchsin chashishu l'trumu loy chashishu. No, that was a special chash when it came to yichas that we're chayshish, we go the extra mile. But for truma, we don't have to be chayshish. For truma, she has anyways a cheskas heta l'truma. We don't have to be chayshish that maybe she became pregnant from the first bia. Ask the Gemara, l'truma loy chashishu. Is that really true? That just because she has a cheskas heta l'truma, so therefore we could ignore a suffix? But Tana, we learned in the Braisa not like that. That we do rechen with the suffix. It says, Harez, agit ich sho'achas l'kaidim shim l'misasi, Kayin says to his wife, who's a Yisraelis. So she's eating truma in the meantime, because she's married to the Kayin. However, the Kayin tells her, I'm giving you a get. I want to get to Bichal an hour before I die. So at any moment now, she might really be divorced without knowing it, because whatever, the Kohen dies, it comes out she's divorced an hour before. So at any moment now, she might really not be married to the Kohen. So therefore, the halacha is asur lacha b'truma miyad. Right away, she has to stop eating truma, she has to be chayshish, that maybe now her marriage was terminated. So what do you see? Even though she has a cheskas heta l'truma, we say that misafik, she has to stop eating truma. The real difference between our case and the case earlier in the Masechta with the mixed up chuppah is because over there it was a case of nisuin. So therefore, she's not going to do anything to get rid of the pregnancy because she thinks she was together with her husband, and that's why we have to be chayshish that maybe she became pregnant. But in our case, where the yisra was ma'anis and refat of the baskayin, being that it was a ma'ases nas, so she's for sure going to make sure to be misapeches or whatever it is to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant after the bia. She's going to do whatever she can to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant, and that's why we don't have to be chayshish that she's pregnant. If she is, in a chanami, it's going to pass her. But until then, we don't have to be chayshish that she will be pregnant. Says the Gemara, could you really say that the pshat in the earlier Mishnah in the Masechta of the mixed up chuppah, that it's because by nesu'in we're chayshish for pregnancy? Is that really true? By nesu'in are we chayshish for pregnancy? V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, that if let's say you have a bas kain she nisis li Yisrael umis. Umes, you have a bas kain who marries the Yisrael, so now she becomes pasul from eating truma, and right away, leila chuppah, let's say, the husband dies, the Yisrael dies, the lacha is teivelas, vayichalas betruma le'erev, she goes to the mikvah, and she could eat truma right away. She could eat truma right away. And she doesn't have to be chayshish that maybe she's pregnant, right? Because if she's pregnant from the Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma because of the Uber. The Uber is going to passel her. And yet we don't say that. We don't have to be chayshish. We say that right away she's able to eat truma. Why? Maybe she became pregnant and this was nesuin. So she wasn't misapechas or anything. So why aren't we chayshish that maybe she's pregnant? So says the Gemara, in Echanami we are. Says the Gemara, When the Braisa says that she could eat truma, it just means until 40 days. Because until 40 days, there's a miman of shach that she's mutter to eat truma. If she's not pregnant, for sure, she's not pregnant. She could eat truma. And even if she is pregnant, so still, until 40 days, there's no problem. Until 40 days pass, so the uber is just considered like water. It's not going to pass from eating truma. Abai says, if that's the pshan of the Braisa, then how do you understand the seifa? I'm a seifa. Hooker, obra, bimea, temio, kukalis, lama freya. The Braisa says that if it's discovered that she was pregnant, so then it comes out that the truma she ate was problematic. I thought you just said it's not problematic. Says the Gemara, no, my mikukalis adarba. When it says it's problematic, it means any truma that she ate after day 40. But in a chanami, anything that she ate until day 40, so that miman of shach is not going to be a problem.